Hello, everybody. God almighty, I hope I can make this short and sweet, because it should be short and sweet, but man, when you put this thing in front of a camera, you don't know what it's going to do. So, I'll jump right into it. I want to unpack the term embodiment, because words are equally as good, maybe even better, at making things opaque as they are at making things clear. And when we use the term embodiment, we got to be careful that we don't slide into the trap of the embodiment story. Because the embodiment story, you know, which is that I am embodying awakeness, or I can't wait to embody awakeness, or I'm starting to embody awakeness, or I'm going to embody awakeness more. And because, okay, who's the I? See, the clearing is not actually about clearing the non-entity up. It's about clearing the non-entity out. So, when I talk about clearing, another word for it is thinning. When I talk about clearing, what I'm talking about is that the patterns of Fredness are beginning to thin, or they are really getting thin, or however I would be describing at the moment. And what I'm talking about is that I don't so much notice my current behavior as much as I notice my old behavior by absence. I'll be in a situation, I'll realize I would have taken that guy's head off 2 years ago or 10 years ago. And isn't it nice that I don't have to send an angry email to the bank, that I can just send them a nice email? Then I don't have to dread the email they're going to send me back, you know, where I'm now being the creep. When it's not that I embody awakeness. It's in fact is that awakeness embodies this. It's just the opposite of what we think. Spirituality is always 180 degrees from what we think. I am embodying awakeness. No, sirree, you are not, because there's no one there to do it. Awakeness is embodying here. Awakeness is taking over the body. Awakening is taking over the body's behavior. When we get really, really thin, then the Tao is, or you know, even whether that's for a brief moment or for a lifetime, then the Tao is now working through this body in my absence. In the absence of the Fredness patterns. And this is what takes time, because it's never the unit that wakes up, it's never the patterns that wake up, and it takes time for awakeness to colonize the unit. And this process of awakeness colonizing the unit, that's the embodiment process. It is the process of the Fredness patterns vacating the premises, wherein new patterns come in that are more skillful, helpful, less selfish, whatever. But they're always going to be moving more in the direction of unselfishness than the last pattern, than the pattern they're replacing. It doesn't mean that I'm going to go from being Simon Legree to Jesus Christ in one jump. It's just probably not going to happen. But I can go from being an utter creep to being less of a creep, to being not so much a creep, to not being a creep, to being a pretty nice guy sometimes, to being a pretty nice guy. It's not about the guy, but what you're watching is you're watching awakeness embody the unit. We have to be willing to give ourselves up. This is the reason that you're not awake right now, it appears to be an inability to surrender the self for the sake of the unknown. But there is actually no self there. So we're not giving up something for nothing, which is what it feels like. We're actually giving up nothing for everything. And if we could begin to get our heads around that, we can find that this transition, that the embodiment process, is not so fearful for the one that thinks it's here. because there is the experience of Fredness to this day. And as long as there's a body here, there's going to be some experience of Fredness. And why would I want that Fredness to live in fear? Why not have it live in joy at what's happening? Which is because there's this idea, oh, I'm going to disappear. I'm going to disappear. Thank God, man. when my largest awakening came was when I lost all interest in the Fred story. I was in that terrible, terrible life condition and wanted to die and couldn't, and died and lost, and began to live for the sake of my wife and not for me. I wanted to die. At that point, that's when awakening happens, when I lost interest in the Fred story. So we can practice distancing ourselves, for instance, from the content of our lives, and then we can reach a point where we notice that the distance was already there. That's not going to make any sense to you until it does. I'm not going to jump into that. Embodiment is Fredness being erased, not Fredness getting grander and grander. Be well.